Welcome back in this session where we will look at use of artificial intelligence for product management and pricing in the e-com space. So the coverage of this topic that we will do today is that how the product management strategies have changed with the impact of AI. What was it before and what is it going to be new? How is the product recommendation systems have changed based on the AI for e-commerce? How dynamic pricing takes place very superbly with the help of AI? How can one do inventory management and demand forecasting using AI? And then use of AI for product image recognition and search. And then towards the end, we'll summarize this chapter. So AI in product management actually optimizes your product strategy. It enhances the decision making and improves the business performance by collating information and making you more targeted product strategies that you can make. So it enables efficient analysis of user feedback by taking into consideration the sentiment analysis. It uses the natural language processing, and therefore it provides a valuable insights for data-driven decisions. Now, use of AI enhances product personalization because a product manager can analyze the user behavior, preferences, and tailor the product recommendations to suit that particular segment or a group of users. In addition to that, you can do a predictive analysis with the help of AI, which helps in forecasting market trends. So therefore, you can anticipate customer demands in which segment, which products, and therefore also optimize inventory management. Now, the advantage of optimizing inventory management is that you will reduce the overall cost of handling the inventory, managing the inventory, and thereby make more margins to the business. Now, use of AI in product management enables proactive decision making as it helps the company stay ahead of competition and quickly adapt to market changes. Now, let's look at how do you understand user feedbacks with AI. So, AI-based tools analyze user feedback automatically. They identify what is the common pattern or recurring themes, as they are known as, and accordingly prioritize product improvement based on customer sentiment. Now, this allows the product managers to be more responsive and create products which are aligned with customer expectation. Also, what it does, it helps in product managers quickly identify the common issues or suggestions from large volumes of user feedback. And therefore, using the 80-20 principle, they are able to target precisely what needs to be changed and which can give a better result. What it also does, it gives you an emotional insight. Now, the AI analyzes the sentiment and the emotions in the user feedback, allowing product managers to empathize with the users and therefore come up with tailored-made product strategies for better user experience. You can also craft product specification with the help of AI, as AI analyzes the vast amount of user data. So it has access to user data, it analyzes it, it looks at market trend, it also is able to go and understand competitor analysis, and therefore streamlines the specific creation process and ensures the product addresses users' need. More importantly, AI identifies market gaps and identifies opportunities. So they help the product managers identify gaps in market and areas for differentiation, allowing them to create products that stand out and cater to underserved needs. By doing this, what happens? You get a competitive edge because it helps you get a handle on market trends or insight in market trends. You also have from the external database the competitor behavior, And you also have user feedback, which helps you to identify customer preferences. Therefore, with these three, four inputs and other inputs, the product managers can quickly make strategies to proactively stay ahead and handle user needs and thereby be ahead of the competition. What AI also does is because it is able to analyze data from diverse sources, like your internal database, the social medias, the customer reviews, not only on your website, but across the social media space. It helps the product managers anticipate if there is any shift in the market or feedback, and therefore they can adjust the product strategies accordingly. Now, we have been saying about competitor analysis. So obviously, AI also traverses through the competitive website and information about competition in the general domain and analyzes their products, their pricing, and estimates their marketing strategies, therefore providing valuable intelligence that allows the product managers to help in coming up with products which are different. They have a differential value and therefore increase the market share in areas where the competition can be weak. AI-powered product recommendation. So AI-based product recommendation systems enhances the customer experience because it has all the information about the customer, it knows its detail, it knows the behavior, and it therefore gives a personalized suggestion and which helps it drive the sales for e-com business. What it does is it also looks at behavior analysis. They take the customer behavior, purchase history, they look at browsing patterns, preferences, and from which devices they are coming, which geography location, and therefore they are able to come to a behavioral analysis. You can personalize the shopping journey because you have all this data, which otherwise you will not have, and thereby help them to get better satisfaction and help you get better wallet share from them. Because you give tailored suggestion, as we discussed, the AI-powered system boosts customer engagement, increasing the sales, and also increases the customer loyalty. Now, because of this, you get a lot of business benefits. So platforms like Amazon and Flipkart effectively use AI to recommend products based on user preferences and thereby improve the conversion rate and increase the average order values. AI today has become AI-driven recommendations today are very essential for enhancing shopping experience and driving business growth in e-commerce. They have become an indispensable part of the e-commerce business. So, how do you get to a product recommendation system? So, one of the things, of course, as we know, the key components are user data collection. Now, what are these user data collections? So, user data is something that I'm aware. If the person has registered, I know his or her gender, age, location, the devices through which they have, the purchase history, the browsing behavior, demographics, and therefore I get user preference and I can generate some recommendations. So, item data. Now, what happens in item data is that the AI component incorporates all the product attributes like categories, description, prices, ratings, tags, and that establishes a relationship between products for accurate suggestions. Contextual data. So the AI system also picks up the contextual data like time, location, device, enable context-specific recommendations, and then they ensure accuracy and consistency in data used for generating recommendations. What are the key components in a product recommendation system? One is, of course, the recommendation algorithms. So, in recommendation algorithms, you have collaborative filtering, which identifies pattern among users or item. So, either you can have user-based or item-based. So, user-based means it suggests products liked by similar users. Or item-based, it says recommends items similar to what the user has interacted with in the past. Content-based filtering, so it matches the user preference with product attributes. In hybrid model, it combines collaborative and content-based methods for improved accuracy or alternative learning. Deep learning, it uses the neural networks to uncover complex patterns in data and be ready with it. So other key components is the feedback loops. So it continuously learns from user interactions. So what it has showed, whether user has shown interest, not interest, if he's looked at it, is he spent enough time in it? All these are something which it keeps capturing as part of feedback loops. And it refines its recommendation over a period of time. Context awareness, of course, it leverages the user's time, environment, task context to provide real-time personalized suggestions. So the recommendation generation happens with ranking. So it prioritizes the recommendation based on relevance to user preference and context. And it personalizes to meet the unique user needs and behavior. So key technologies for product recommendation is, of course, the machine learning algorithms, which comprises of neural networks, which tries to capture complex patterns in data. It tries to uncover relationships which are missed by simpler methods. So if there is any relation, any correlation, it tries to find that. Clustering algorithms, so they try to group similar users or products to enhance recommendation precision by clustering it together. So they use tools like K-means, K-clusters to reach there. Deep learning, so it analyzes large unstructured data set to understand user behavior and preference. Most important, it uses natural language processing. So it processes the textual data such as product reviews, description. It extracts insights and sentiment from customer feedback to refine the recommendation. For example, a sentiment analysis on customer reviews for enhanced understanding of preferences are taken. Other key technologies for product recommendation is real-time processing. So it learns as it goes along. And there are technologies like Apache, Kafka, and Spark, which enables real-time responsive suggestions. There are pre-built tools like Google AI, AWS Personalized, Microsoft Azure Cognitive Services, which streamlines the development of recommendation system. Other engines are Equica, Optimizely, Dynamic Yield, Adobe Target, and so on and so forth. Where have you seen the implementation of product recommendation system to bring about personalized shopping experience? You have at Amazon, which combines the collaborative filtering, content-based filtering and deep learning for personalized recommendation, and that has helped them to drive significant sales. You've seen Netflix, look into it. So it analyzes the viewing history, the ratings to suggest content, increasing the user engagement. To enhance the customer retention, you have Spotify, which recommends music using AI curated personalized playlists based on listening habits, which of course boosts the engagement and subscriptions. Nykaa offers tailored beauty product suggestions via virtual assistant, aligning again with the individual customer's preferences. Product recommendation is also used for cross-selling and upselling. So Tata Click suggests complementary products like phone cases with smartphones using purchase history analysis. Myntra enhances the shopping journey by providing personalized recommendation, encouraging customers to explore and purchase additional products. How does product recommendation system work for customer satisfaction and loyalty? So Ajio reduces churn and fosters loyalty with very personalized content recommendation. And Swiggy recommends items based on user preference and adjusts discount based on customer lifetime value, which ensures a delightful experience. So, of course, let's look at the benefits of having an AI-based product recommendation system. So the biggest benefit is increase in sales. Because you are personalizing the suggestion, it helps in conversion because it aligns with the customer interest, and therefore it maximizes cross-selling and upselling, and therefore increases the average order value. Enhance customer experience. So because you give relevant, timely recommendation, you create a more engagement with the customer, and satisfy shopping experiences. Also, you help in reducing decision fatigue by presenting curated options tailored to user preference. It has also led to improved customer retention, as consistently meeting customer needs fosters loyalty and encourages repeat purchases. You get valuable business insights because you get customer data analysis, which provides you actionable insights. It supports informed decisions in inventory management, marketing, and product development. It helps in reducing customer churn rate because you meet the customer experiences and you improve the retention rate and thereby minimize churn. Optimize inventory with the predictive models. You do the demand forecasting and estimate the inventory requirement. It gives you a competitive advantage because of super personalization, which makes you stand out in the market. Now, how dynamic pricing is done using AI for e-commerce. Now, dynamic pricing or real-time pricing means involves adjusting product or service price in response to market demand, competitor action, and other factors, external factors. We see this surge pricing in Ola, Uber. I think that is one good example of dynamic pricing. So, how does that really work? So, you can only make it work because you leverage AI. So, your businesses optimize pricing strategy to maximize revenue and enhance customer satisfaction. So, AI-driven dynamic pricing uses advanced algorithms to analyze vast amount of data, including marketing trend, competitor price, customer behavior, demand fluctuation, to set optimal prices in real time. And this approach is widely used in e-commerce travel, which is in railways and bus bookings, hospitality, retail sectors, which offering the business the ability to stay competitive and responsive to market conditions. Some global statistics for dynamic pricing in e-commerce from Tech Report are adoption rate. So the Tech Report says that 60% of online retailers implement dynamic pricing. 80% of large e-commerce companies employ dynamic pricing strategies. And Amazon adjusts prices every 10 minutes on average. Dynamic pricing, does it have an impact on revenue and obviously pricing? So it has found that the revenue increases by 2 to 5%. The profit margin, though, improves to 25 to 30%. And conversion rates, because of fear of missing out syndrome, improves by 15 to 20% with price optimization. So definitely those are good numbers to see for dynamic pricing. What about consumer perception? So it says 72% of consumers understand dynamic pricing driven by demand. 45% of online shoppers compare prices across the platforms. 38% of consumers utilize price tracking tool. Any industry-specific adoption we see? In travel, this is most commonly used, which is close to 85%. In retail, it is 65%. Electronics, 55%. And fashion, 40%. So common pricing strategies are time-based pricing, which is close to 45%. Demand-based pricing, 35%. Competitor-based pricing, around 20%. So how does it really work? So obviously, first is the data collection, like with everything. So AI gathers data from diverse sources and builds up a comprehensive pricing model. It has customer data, which includes purchase history, browsing behavior, and preferences. It has market data, which has competitor prices, market trend, and seasonal factors. So in dynamic pricing, you also look at product data, where you take the features, inventory level, sales performance, and external factors like economic indicators, weather, any special events. Then you do data processing and analysis, where the machine learning algorithm analyzes the data to uncover patterns and correlations. The models predict optimal price point based on historical data and real-time inputs. So how does it work? You look at price optimization. So the AI now determines the best pricing strategy by factoring in price elasticity, customer segmentation, and competitive dynamics. Yeah, the models, of course, can be rule-based, which is predefined rules dictate pricing changes, or it can machine learning-based, which is continuously learning again and refining pricing strategies over time. A real-time adjustment. So AI continuously monitors market dynamics and change the prices instantly to reflect changes in demand and competition. So you get also very personalized pricing depending on the customer behavior and profile. You can get a pricing. So loyal customers may receive exclusive discounts, while the first-time visitors might see introductory offers. So as an example, Swiggy uses AI to analyze order histories and personalize discounts, thereby enhancing customer retention and engagement. Competitive pricing. So real-time tracking of competitor pricing strategies ensures business remains competitive in market with frequent price fluctuation. For example, in airlines or e-com platforms. So what are the AI technologies which we use for dynamic pricing? So the first thing is you pick up a machine learning models. How does that work? So AI algorithms look at the historical data, and using that, the model predicts the future demand. And because it is able to predict future demand, it also tries to give you a pricing strategy. Second, the natural language processing, which is used to analyze customer reviews, and it looks at social media sentiments and incorporates that in the machine learning model, and thereby add to the value of bringing pricing decisions. More importantly, the AI model processes real-time data to see what the customer was doing on the website, which portion the customer is, what is the next step in the journey, or what is the previous step, what is the predictive model. It is able to make immediate pricing adjustment. So for example, if it sees a customer constantly checking for pricing for last 15 minutes, then either he is before time or he wants some reduction in price. And accordingly, depending on the model that you have developed, the AI can give a revised pricing to ensure that the customer closes the transaction and thereby increase the sales, not to mention the satisfaction which the customer will get. So what are the popular AI tools which are used for dynamic pricing? Because it's not like one tool is good for everything. There are multiple tools out there in the market. So for machine learning framework, there are tools like TensorFlow and PyTorch, which are used to build these learning models, which analyzes the customer data. It predicts the customer behavior, and accordingly, they try to optimize the discount or increase the price upward, both the case as may happen. Now, some companies are more advanced where they have a customer data platform. So what they do, so there are tools available like Segment or Treasure Data Unify. It brings the customer data based on some common relationship, either the name or the social security number or the PAN number or Aadhaar number, from multiple sources, and thereby create a customer persona. And therefore, when these type of customers come on the platform to buy or view the offerings, the system, the AI tool is able to target them and give a personalized discount strategies for them, making them feel very comfortable and therefore buying the product which is there on the e-com site. There are also other recommendation agents like Amazon Personalize. What it does, it takes your data and looks at the historical purchases done and what are the preferences of these purchases before buying, what are the competitive products that it looked at, and then it delivers a tailored discount offer to the customer. So you have different types of ways on which the dynamic pricing works. Very importantly for dynamic pricing that you have a natural language processing. So you have frameworks from Google like Dialogflow or Microsoft Luis, which helps you bring a chatbot or a voice-based customer engagement. And therefore, it is able to identify the customer through the voice or other parameter. And if you have a customer data platform or some other means, it offers a real-time personalized discount. More importantly, you have various predictive analytics platform. So platforms like H2O.ai and DataRobot, they predict the customer behavior. They look at the segmented users and what kind of segmentation does, and the users in the segment, if they are following the same behavior, and evaluate the effectiveness of the personalized offers being done in the past. And using that, they come up with the personalized offers which should happen to the next set of customers in that segment. This way, they bring the personalized offers of discount, not only matching the customer requirement, but also giving them an opportunity to close the deal quickly, increase the sales, and reduce the inventory. You have CRM tools which are now coming with artificial intelligence components inside them. So, a couple of popular CRM tools used in the industry are Salesforce and HubSpot. Now, a Salesforce tool comes with a tool called and a component called Einstein, and HubSpot comes up with HubSpot Analyze Customer Interactions. So they analyze the whole customer interactions, the data of the customer, the history of the customer, and basis the historical data, they suggest the discount strategies. So this becomes very effective for any salesperson in an offline mode, and in an online mode, the system kind of generates a discount strategy which meets the customer's expectation based on the past behavior. Now you have dynamic pricing engines like PROS and Zilliant, which adjust the discounts dynamically. They factor in the supply and the demand both. And on top of it, they add the customer behavior in the real time. So they have the supply behind it, the data of the supply, they have this data of demand, and then they look at a specific customer and sees how the customer is behaving, and accordingly they change the price. So if the supply is more and the customer is going to close the deal very quickly based on his behavior, they kind of give you a discount and help you close the deal. But on the other hand, if the demand is high and the supply is less and customer is evaluating two, three things, then they increase the price knowing that the customer will buy this because this is what is in demand and competitively it is being selected. So what are the advantages of this dynamic pricing model which is run by AI in e-commerce space? So the biggest advantage is that it maximizes the revenue by helping the business understand its customer, its supply, its demand, and also the periods and other parameters like the season, the weather, and customer behavior. You are able to change your pricing in a way that customer is also happy and you get better average return, which you would have otherwise got in a fixed way of pricing. Therefore, your revenue maximizes. Now, the byproduct of this model also helps you to improve the customer segments because you are able to understand which are the customer segments which are able to adjust to pricing strategy of discounts and which are the customer segment which will not be swayed by these discounts, but they are looking at product features and so on and so forth. And accordingly, your pricing changes and all the customers feel happy about it, thereby increasing their satisfaction and improving the loyalty. Personalized pricing also a very useful tool, and it changes basis the customer behavior and preferences. And by giving a very personalized pricing, either in promotions and discounts, you enhance the engagement and thereby improve the retention of the customer. What are the other advantages of AI-driven dynamic pricing? So one of the advantages of AI-driven dynamic pricing is the operational efficiency. Now, what happens is that depending on various parameters and the way the model has been designed, the AI automatically changes the prices depending on the customer and other factors that are already pre-planned and built. You don't require a human being or a manager to look into it every now and then. So those people who are now changing pricing depending on so many other factors are freed up for doing some other strategic priority work. More importantly, because the dynamic pricing also considers the inventory levels of the organization and that what they have and the cost of maintaining stock, they ensure that you don't do overstocking of inventory and neither do you get into a shortage situation. So they change the price accordingly, whichever products they see moving very fast. They ensure that the orders are placed and there's enough stock. And in case the demand starts going down, they offer more discounts so that the inventory is kind of cleared and optimal inventory are only kept at the warehouse, which is required. So they definitely improve the efficiency of inventory management. Other benefit, the side benefit, if one may say, the dynamic pricing gives you a competitive edge. Because if you are monitoring your competition and the way they are doing their pricing, then if you realize that they have reduced their price for a certain item for a certain period, the AI model can change the price accordingly, and thereby you don't, because we found out in the past that close to 60-70% people do cross platform checking, and because you want to because they do that, you don't want the customer to go to the other side and buy because the price is low there. So that gives you a competitive edge as well. More importantly, if you have seen the customer take time to take decisions and you want to help them to close the decision faster, you give them an instant discount for maybe 10 minutes or 15 minutes window, which helps them to quickly close the deal with you. And that is another way where you have a competitive edge with you. So where are the applications of dynamic pricing that we can see in India? So on the e-com platform like Amazon and Flipkart, we see them using a dynamic adjusted product prices. And this prices keeps on changing multiple times during the day. And it is based on the supply, the demand, the competitor pricing, the inventory level. And the whole outcome is that you have to maximize sales and the competitiveness. So the objective is made clear and the model works to ensure that you meet your objective. You see dynamic pricing in travel and hospitality. So you see airlines, hotels and ride sharing services like Ola, Uber. They adjust the pricing based on demand, the supply, the time of booking, availability, the duration, the length, and it has come to light also the phones that you use. So according to that, they change the pricing and they are able to maximize profit for themselves and the people who use that system. You also see dynamic pricing in IRCTC, where they change the ticket pricing depending on the days left to travel. So the closer you are there on the date of travel, the prices kind of go up. But on the other hand, if there's not enough demand, which is very doubtful in case of Indian railway travel, but in case it happens, a scenario, the prices are also coming down. So you find them doing it. In a city like Mumbai, you have these private bus services like City Flow and all. They have changes in the pricing depending on what you take. So you could get 60% discount, but with some other conditions attached to it. So dynamic pricing is very common in India. In retail stores, we have seen the pricing not change very much, but they are also moving on the same backbone because the model is built. But in that case, they look at in-stores demand, they look at which kind of products are selling more, and they also see what competition is doing. So depending on that, they change the prices. In food restaurant industry, we have seen this very common where they have happy hours and they change the timing of happy hours depending on the demand. In entertainment industry, we have seen dynamic pricing being used, especially in a sports event, concerts, and movie theaters where the price is adjusted. For example, Book My Show kind of determines the show and the concert ticket prices by looking at the demand, and therefore you see weekday movie prices are typically lower than weekend prices. But if the demand of the movie is high, the weekday prices could be as same as the weekend price because that's where they are able to get more revenue. Utilities. Now, utility companies typically in Western world especially, they adjust the price to manage the consumption. So they kind of do it a peak hour, non-peak hour. If you reduce your consumption in peak hour, you'll be billed less and so on and so forth. In Indian context, still we don't have this kind of dynamic pricing. We have fuel surcharge adjustment pricing that takes care irrespective of when you use or don't use.